podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scouts. Today we are looking at the latest team news and manager quotes to help FPL managers prepare for game week 6. My name is Joe and today I'm joined by Fantasy Football Scout editor Neil, who has been busy watching all the press conferences so you don't have to. Before I ask Neil how he is, perhaps I should ask where he is following his tweet earlier today. Neil, where are you in your house?
It's the bedroom today. I was just telling you, Joe, off air that I used to have an office, but then of course the baby came along, and now I find a hot desk wherever I can in the house, whether it be my house, the in-laws' house, the mum and dad's house.
Yeah,
I think we're at the double figures now for a room, so
you're all over
back in a bedroom today,
all over the house. Tristan, when you posted your tweet, Tristan replied saying, "Please do it out of a car window, Harry Redknapp style, in future." So. Please, can that happen before the season is out? Myself or Az or whoever interviews you, can we do it so that you are leading out of a car window?
Maybe we do that in January, closer to the deadline day.
Yeah, definitely. That would be fantastic. Last week, we started with Leeds. So let's go again. There's some definite absentees and some maybes too. What shape are Leeds in for their encounter, tricky encounter with West Ham?
You're not great by the looks of it. Bamford's definitely out. That was one of the names we were hoping to get clear-cut information on. He's out. Robin Koch as well. Llorente, they're all out definitely. Pascal Strouk suspended as well. That leaves three outstanding players. Luke Ayling, Rafinha, and Jack Harrison. Now, Bielsa would only say that they are subject to their evolution. This has become a bit of a catchphrase of his about whether they would be allowed to participate. He did give a bit more on Harrison, who is free to play technically because he will have served his 10-day isolation period following his COVID-19 test. But Bielsa said that just because he's legally allowed to play, it doesn't mean that he will be ready. I guess that's a reference to match fitness. So, those three players, they've got 50% flags on, I think, which is a reflection of the ambiguity of those comments. And we won't really know unless we see training ground photos. At least it's a Saturday deadline. I don't think we'll get any more in terms of embargoed stuff because the presser was yesterday. I did see a particular lineup on the Leeds live website, the local sort of rag, and I think he'd gone with Rafinha in his start lineup, but even he said himself, he was looking for reasons to include Rafinha. There was nothing concrete. So to summarise that, Bamford red flagged, Rafinha orange flagged, 50%, same with Ayling, same with Harrison. So if you're playing any of those three, then have a substitute definitely ready and waiting to come on.
It's hard to, I mean, I'm a Bamford owner, and at least I know where I stand. He's not playing.
Yeah.
So I either get a substitute in or remove him. So at least, I have a choice to make. But if I was a Rafinha owner, and there's very many of them, it's a bit more tricky. You're not sure whether to take him out, not sure what to do. I guess if you're not going to take him out, just keep him and hope he plays and hope you've got a good first sub. But get your bench in order by the sounds of it.
Sure.
Especially, and also if you've got Luke Ayling there. West Ham, now Antonio, he was missing midweek, but nothing to worry about, I understand.
No, absolutely fine. Stuart Pearce, his assistant at West Ham, first came out and said he was all right. He could have been used if they needed him, but they decided not to. They are managing him very, very carefully with his track record of muscle injuries. And because, obviously, West Ham's in Europe this year, I don't think you'll see him play more than one game a week, or start more than one game a week for sure. So he's obviously was suspended last week. He's back available now. It was just a one-game ban. And Moyes has ratified Pearce's comments today. Says Mike is absolutely fine. And they've only got one absentee, and that's Ryan Fredericks, who wouldn't have bothered the starting 11 anyway.
No. Just before we move on, just want to thank the over 600 of you so far that have joined us in the live chat. Hopefully many more will come as well. Hello there, Bunny, Nascinth, T. Diddler, Mickey Mole, B. Blair, Tom Sayan, Paul H., Brian Cook, Nick, Dean, Janko, Scott, Yusuf, and many, many more. Sorry, I couldn't scroll up the screen enough to fit you all in there, and there's 600 of you as well. So welcome, welcome. Only 45 likes. So if you do like us, do press the like button. And if you hate us, just press it anyway. Doesn't matter. So let's move on. Chelsea. Now, in my Sky team, I have Mendy in goal. I really hope he's going to play. Is he going to play? What's the latest from Tuchel about Mendy and others for Chelsea ahead of their big clash against City?
And Mendy's not only fit, he's going to start, according to his manager. He was very, very helpful in that regard. We thought that would be the case anyway. If he did pass fit, he's always going to start in this encounter. A bit of a surprise absentee. We knew that Pulisic was a doubt and he's going to miss out with an ankle problem. Mason Mount, we didn't know anything about. I don't think we've heard of anywhere. He was missing in midweek, but then saw a lot of the first teamers for that Carabao Cup match. Came off at half-time last weekend against Spurs. Okay. We thought it was tactical, and I'm guessing it was, but also perhaps linked to an injury, because Tuchel said today that he picked up an injury in that match, a very minor one. He's made good progress. I expect he'll be back next week, but he's going to miss the Man City game.
Okay, and City now. Pep, ray of sunshine every week. Highlight of my week to find out just how happy he is. So this is a big game for him. How happy is he going into this?
Probably a sort of solid 6 out of 10 on the thermometer. He's in sort of decent fettle. He talked about the Ryder Cup actually. How he's looking forward to that. Should be preparing for a Chelsea game.
Yeah, wrong sport, mate.
Yeah. He loves his golf, Pep.
Yeah.
Team news-wise, it's a bit of a mixed bag. And you're talking about the uncertainty at Leeds is even more so, I think, with City, because there's five names who are flagged with injuries. All of them are 50%. And again, that's a reflection of Pep's comments today. He said that some of them would be in contention to players, the ones who have returned to training, but some not. So the names I'm talking about here are Rodri, Laporte, Stones, Zinchenko and Gundogan. And now I think Rodri, Laporte and Stones, they've been cited back on the training pitches as of yesterday. So maybe those are the ones that Pep's saying have got a chance. Gundogan and Zinchenko I don't think were spotted. Hopefully we'll see a bit more training ground imagery today. He's saying that some of them will miss out. So, again, if you've got any of those five, especially Gundogan, given that he wasn't cited yesterday, then, again, have a playing sub ready.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think I've gone two subs deep a couple of weeks now so far. And we're only, game week six, so... definitely going to be needed. It's going to pay to have a bench or at least a good first sub in place. There are other big matches this weekend. The North London Derby. Usually it's Spurs going in better shape than Arsenal, but not so at the moment. What shape are either Arsenal or Spurs for this? So I'll leave it to you to go whichever first.
Well, Arsenal's the easy one there. Completely and utterly fit. They've even got Xhaka back from suspension and COVID. Arsenal Medical Bulletin, which is usually about six or seven names long, completely empty today. Not one doubt for the weekend. That's obviously as of Friday. Spurs, not in terrible shape, but missing two names. One of them who probably might have been trouble in the starting 11, that was Bergwijn. He's definitely out. Same with Sessegnon, less so. Lucas Moura is back in contention. He's been back in training. So I think that just leaves the two I've just mentioned there as absentees, because we got a lot of the names back last weekend that we weren't sure about, like Son, Romero, Davinson, Dyer, people like that. So just Bergwijn really of the established first team names who's missing.
The Spurs fixtures do get better after this match, so that I'll be keeping a keen eye on them. I'm not sure I'll get them into my squad, but I think it pays to keep an eye on the injury situation also. How they might line up. Just for the next few game weeks there. Liverpool have a potentially tricky match with Brentford. We were talking about this on the captaincy video with Tom earlier this week. And there is a little red dot on the little heat map for goals conceded. Yes. Brentford are very resilient, except for, by coincidence, the exact same area that Salah likes to shoot from. This could be a big match for Salah. It could be a big match for the Brentford defence. What shape are in Liverpool in, and will they be with Alexander-Arnold?
They will be with Alexander-Arnold. Oh, he's fit. We had a bonus update from Klopp yesterday. He wasn't due to face the media till today, and we've heard that again. But yesterday, he was talking to the in-house media, Liverpool website, and he confirms that Alexander-Arnold's fit after illness. And Milner should be likewise. I think he's had illness as well. Firmino, he's the other big bit of news. He's in contention. He's been back in training, but used it as a joker. I wasn't aware of that term when Klopp said it. I'm assuming that means the guy playing piggy in the middle and okay. trying to pass it past him.
Yeah.
I might stand corrected on that. But he's going to be back for Porto definitely next week. And for Brentford, they will have to see. And they're going to make a late call. And now, those comments from Klopp makes me think he's going to be held back for that Champions League match. Maybe bench duty this weekend at Brentford. So if you've got Jota, yes, there's the possibility of Origi or Minamino coming in, but both of those players featured in the Carabao Cup in midweek. So you would think Jota has a stay of execution for now before Firmino really gets back to fitness. And I would think Firmino starts in that City match if he's anywhere near full match sharpness, because he has traditionally gone with Firmino and the big six ties for those. That off the ball work rate, really.
Yeah, I'm a Jota owner. I'm very hopeful that it'll start this weekend. And I was thinking of, well, if I've got space to move him on anyway for that City game. So it could be fortuitous for us with Firmino returning, ready to take Jota's place. Brentford, any news from there?
No, Thomas Frank says they haven't got any fresh concerns. So I assume that means Rico Henry's fine. Mm-hmm. He was substituted last weekend, but I think Frank was saying it was as much to do with his yellow card as it was a minor ankle knock. And he cleared Janssen after the match. Janssen came off as well, but he said he's absolutely fine. So I think they're all good, just the long term ones. And Baptiste served his suspension in midweek as well, so he's available.
Newcastle take on Watford, and could be good news for those with Watford's attackers for your side, Newcastle, because there's quite a bit of injury news, I understand, from Newcastle today.
Yeah, we've got two new ones added to the list, key ones as well. So Willick, to be fair, hasn't quite captured his levels of last season. And Lascelles, again, I guess because he isn't the player he was, but obviously two first teamers there. They're both absent. They both missed this weekend. Willick touch and go for next week. Lascelles probably out until after October international break. Woodman still out. Dummett, Wilson, Shelvey as well. Dubravka's back in training, but still a couple of weeks away. So, yeah, two changes. Obviously, it'll be, maybe Ryan Fraser coming in for Willick, and then one of Fernandes or Shaw coming in for Lascelles. I don't think that weakens us too much. I think we're just a weak team. I don't think you can really weaken the... It's like, how much lower can you go with Newcastle, really? I think we're already fairly at rock bottom in terms of performances, so or certainly defensive performances, because we're concerned about the likes of Saar and Dennis for this Watford game. So, I don't think Lascelles being out necessarily weakens us that much. Okay. Willick, and as I say, Willick hasn't been at the top of his game. But yet another two names to this injury list that never seems to disappear.
And Watford, I presume, are okay. I've just got Saar into my side. So
have you?
So I'm hopefully he will perform well, and I'm presuming he's fit and raring to go.
Yeah, it looks that way. I haven't seen anything to suggest the contrary. Two great fixtures coming up for him, Newcastle and Leeds. Team news pretty quiet. João Pedro's could be involved for the first time. Obviously, like a longer term rotation risk maybe for Josh King. Kiko Firmino should be fine. He had a muscle problem last weekend, came off against Norwich, but he should be all right. And Daniel Batman, I guess that's quite a key one.
Okay.
There's a bit of confusion about this because the Athletic reported he was going to miss last weekend with a knee problem. He was subsequently named on the bench. And then Cisco Munoz said that it wasn't injury related, the benching. And he didn't feature in midweek, and he's got a knee injury now confirmed by the club. So didn't say whether he was going to be ruled out or not, but I think by the looks of it, it's Foster's shirt to lose as it stands. So a playing 4 million goalkeeper.
I wince then because I've wildcarded recently, and Foster was flagged when I wildcarded.
Yeah.
And I was looking for a 4 million goalkeeper, and I love Ben Foster. So I'm wincing because I haven't got him in my team, and he's now playing. So that's really annoying for me. But yeah, nevertheless, that's great news for Ben Foster. It's great news for those that have him, because he's a great goalkeeper over the years. Manchester United take on Villa. Now, I understand it's getting confusing up top for Manchester United. Although, is it? I think they're more or less settled. But I understand that Cavani may or may not return. So he's not going to take Ronaldo's place, surely.
Well, I was just thinking that. I was writing the team news there, and I was thinking, Cavani can come in, Greenwood can move to the right, and I completely forgot Ronaldo was there.
Yeah, just that bloke.
Yeah, so I don't know when he's going to feature. Obviously, this weekend it'll be bench duty at best. I'm almost certain of that. He was traditionally a starter in Europe, but does Ronaldo want those games as well? So maybe just impact some for the foreseeable. But yeah, United's injury situation is a lot better than it has been. As you see there, Cavani's back. Henderson, Telles came back in midweek as well. So it's just Rashford, really, of the notable names. Ahmed Diallo as well. I think Rashford's going to be back the other side of the international break.
Okay, so what do we think the front three will be? I say that as a Greenwood owner.
Well, I think Greenwood, Fernandes and Ronaldo, I'm pretty sure will start. I put quite a bit of money on that. I mean, all three rested or substitutes on Wednesday,
okay,
whenever that League Cup match was. I guess the one spot for grabs is sort of the left wing, and that's whether or not Pogba features there or whether he's further back. So I would think it's just a case of whether Sancho starts or not. That's the only thing up for grabs, really, and whether Pogba's left wing or deeper.
Okay. So still a bit of a confusing picture, but a bit clearer if you're Fernandes, Ronaldo, and more importantly, a Greenwood owner. We have a few more fixtures to look at. I'll put the fixtures up. Everton against Norwich, I like the look of. A lot of their players were mentioned as a differentials on the Scout cast. And I know they've been mentioned on the pages of Fantasy Football Scout over the week, but there have been some injuries. What is the latest from Everton in terms of some of those players like Calvert-Lewin, Luca Dean, Pickford as well?
Yeah, Pickford's back. I think it was only last week that he was ruled out for 2 or 3 weeks minimum. But he's been back in training, and Luca Dean has been training as well. He came off whenever Everton played Tuesday, Wednesday with a minor calf problem. But annoyingly, the audio on Benitez is presser quit out right at the beginning when they were dealing with the team news. So I'm just going off what Everton's put on the website, and they're saying that Dina and Pickford are fine.
It's like an Agatha Christie mystery, and the murderer
it
cuts out.
Because club websites and admin have been wrong before when they said someone's fine to play. You know, they've extrapolated a quote and then declared him available. I think they're all right, Dina and Pickford. But still got plenty out. So we've got Calvert-Lewin, of course, he's out. Coleman, Richarlison, Delph, Gabamin, Andre Gomez as well. And he's a fresh one from the AFL Cup. He's got a calf problem. James has left, of course, now. So there's still six or seven down, I think, in terms of injuries. But two flags removed today.
Okay. And Norwich, are they able to cope with Everton's mixed fortunes on the treatment table?
Yeah, they can sort of go along with it and try and match them. Yeah, so Zimmerman's still out. Flashett is still out as well. Cantwell's got personal reasons for being out. He's not going to be available. There's a question mark over Rashica as well. Josh Sargent, I think, has been individual training, so they're going to assess him. So they've got a few concerns as well. I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it for Norwich.
Okay. Palace against Brighton. Brighton's injury situation seems to be a never-ending tale, but I saw that Tarek Lamptey appeared in the cup midweek, so that's good news. How are the rest of Brighton?
Yeah, what's he? Is he down about 4.4 now? He's an attractive price. If he gets back to full fitness,
remove the decimal point, and you've got the number of minutes he'll play 44.
Exactly. Yeah, that's therein lies the problem with Lamptey. He got 45 minutes under his belt. Sort of shared a run out with Pascal Gross as well. He's also back. He's been out with COVID. Lamptey, of course, has been out for a long, long time. I would doubt whether he starts off about 45 minutes in midweek. Potter didn't rule it out completely. He said, they're going to assess him, but he did reiterate that they would need to be careful with him and when people say that, you assume that means easing him in gradually. So they've got Webster still out. I think he's only on red flags of the in terms of injuries. He's going to be back after the international break. Mwepu is probably doubtful, according to Potter. McAllister and Bissouma, less so, they are flagged, but Potter's hopeful of having both of those available. The fact that they're playing Monday night as well, that should hopefully help with recoveries. McAllister got an Aina back, but should be fine. Bissouma complained of knee problem last weekend, played on for a good chunk of the game, and then came off with about 10 minutes to go. Sat out midweek, but again, Potter was saying he was hopeful that he would train on Saturday and then be in line to face Palace, because obviously, he's, as you know yourself, Joe, he's absolutely key to what Brighton do. Probably one of the few positions where they haven't got a like for like. You know, they can, centre-halves can slip in seamlessly into that system. Mm. Same with, you know, like wing-backs, you know, March can come in, but and Moda as well. But no one can play that Bissouma role as well as he can. So, but we fit.
Yeah, especially with Palace, Zaha is the tinker. yeah, he'll probably score.
He always does.
Gallagher's a very popular player at the moment for Palace as well. He should be fine. And what about some of the I suppose more exciting, other exciting wingers and midfielders they've been getting in recently?
Yeah, injury wise it's looking good. I think just the long term ones, Eze and Ferguson. Schlupp's back for this one as well. We've seen the there's a sort of trio at Elise. Will Hughes, of course, who's signed in the I think it was deadline day.
Yeah.
Edward as well, being reduced to substitute roles so far this season, because Palace are in such a good were in such a good run. Even against Liverpool, they still performed pretty well. You know, three goals from set players, really it was. So did all right at Anfield. Vieira's named an unchanged team for three games in a row. So been happy with what he's seen, and the likes of like say Alicia and Hughes, I would suspect will be impact subs. Edwards, of course, the one who's got the better chance of coming in. Vieira continues to defend Benteke, you know, seeing how much he brings off the ball, which is true, of course, but and said today that Edwards still needs a bit of time to adapt, so certainly not a guarantee that he plays against Brighton from the start, but I think we saw at Liverpool that they looked more of an attack threat when he came on, and it's just a matter of time before he replaces Benteke.
Meanwhile, sticking at the south coast, Southampton take on Wolves. A few injuries, I believe, picked up midweek for Wolves, or one in particular. Southampton, they've had some long-term absentees, so I don't know if any of those are back. So how are these two sides?
Yeah, well, this is quite a significant one if you're a Marcel owner, because he had such a stinker last weekend. I'm, of course, a fresh owner of his, and I'm regretting it immediately. He was terrible against Brentford, as quite a few of them were, and he was hooked in the end when they went back four. In fact, he took off three of their defenders. They were playing some ridiculous 1-3-6 formation in the end by the end of the game. So Ike Nori's out. He's got a concussion, so he's definitely going to miss this Southampton game, which you would think means that Marcel's free to play Southampton this weekend.
Who else would replace him?
Well, I mean, Sice, if they went to a back four, Sice has played at left back before, but he's not a natural there. Sice even played at wing back once, I think, if I remember right, last season. I think either Semedo or whoever have played once on the left, but these are very much square pegs in round holes, I think, in terms of wing back. So you think he's going to be all right. Mosquera is the other one who's out. He's going to be out for a couple of months. He's, again, backup defender, so nothing to worry about. Other than that, I think the first teamers are all fine.
Okay, and Southampton as well. I'm very tempted to get Armstrong in but of course the fit Armstrong, because there's still an unfit Armstrong there. So yeah, what's the picture of Southampton?
That's a good point. I should remember that when I'm in the team use tab. They have a Stewie as well as an Adam, and Stewie is the one who's injured. He's still out. And Jack Stevens is the newest addition to that injury list. He's going to be out for, I think, 10 to 12 weeks. He's been an ever-present starter this season at centre-half. We're going to wait for a long time. Walcott is just back in training, but Hassan Huttle was saying he's got a bit of time to go before he's ready to compete. Apart from that, they are fine, according to a certain boss. I don't think there's anything fresh.
Okay.
Will Smallbones will be back to him as well, but won't trouble the starting 11. And yeah, I think that's it.
And last and possibly least, no, they say not least, Leicester against Burnley. Good fixture for Leicester, but they haven't been overly impressive. Let's start with Leicester first, because they're quite intriguing, because a lot of Leicester fans are saying, why isn't Iheanacho starting? And they've got all these other players that just aren't getting the minutes, or perhaps aren't performing. So yeah, what's the picture at Leicester, and what do you think the actual lineup will be?
Yeah, it's tricky. I was just talking to Tom about this yesterday. We were looking at differentials and scout picks, and we've seen how stubborn Rodgers is. You know, Madison's been absolutely terrible this season, and Rodgers persists with playing him and sticking with his sort of 4-2-3-1. On the domestic front, anyway, you know, the likes of Daka and Iheanacho are getting their runouts in Europe and in the League Cup. So, yeah, I think I wonder if something's got to change eventually. This would be a time to do it. I mean, home to Burnley, that's, you know, could match them 4-4-2. Luckman's looked very good in his cameos so far. I'll probably have to do a bit more delving in terms of predicted lineups. In terms of team news, injury news, Johnny Evans will be assessed. He came back. He's been in and out, really, with his foot problem. I think played 90 minutes in the Carabao Cup. And then Rodgers says he's going to have to be assessed. He'll be in the squad, but they just don't know if he's going to be ready again to go from the start. And other than that, it's a clean bill of health, other than the long-term ones, which are Justin James and Fofana as well. James should be back in... James. It's been out that long. Should be back in 4 to 5 weeks.
And what about Woodsy, Vidrazy, Hennessy, all the other guys at Burnley?
We got a big win yesterday. That was a nice deviation from the standard format. Nick, big win, yeah. He got flat from the base.
They're all quite big at Burnley.
Because he's already got a Y in his name, hasn't he? He's already got a Y in the end of his name, so he had to go with something different.
They're all massive, though. How does he differentiate that big guy in Burnley?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a very good point. So big win is one of the doubts. He turned an ankle in midweek, but it's settling down now. A lot of the names, such as Hennessy, are backup players. So Long, Robertson, Stevens, they are still a little bit far from a playing return. Brownhill is the main one, I guess, because he's a lot of people's bench fodder option. He might be needed to recover to face Leicester. He had a dead leg last week, but it doesn't seem serious. And as I say, he's already back in training, so should be all right.
Okay, so I think that's it. That wraps us up. I think we've covered all the teams. Hopefully, we've covered all the key players that people are considering getting in or removing. And I've got some thinking to do around Bamford and possibly taking a hit, but possibly not. But in the meantime, Neil, thanks so much for joining me. Thanks everyone else for joining us. 1,200 of you so far in the live chat. Thank you very much. Thank you for all those likes as well. Neil, until next time, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Goodbye.